What's good about it? Try focusing on the number one to start with. This anchors the point. Our temptation is to go for staggering numbers. The authors call this bigism. It wows our senses but doesn't cultivate understanding, such as referencing Everest or an Olympic-sized swimming pool. We know what they are but can't relate them to specifics. Compare these two statements. 1. Livestock are responsible for 14.5% of global greenhouse emissions. Or 2. If cows were a country, they would be the third highest producer of greenhouse emissions among all nations. Or, if everyone in the world ate as much meat as Americans, the land required to raise livestock would equal 138% of the inhabitable land on Earth, as opposed to, if everyone in the world ate as much meat as Americans, all inhabitable land on Earth would have to be used to raise livestock, and we'd still need an additional landmass as big as Africa and Australia combined. When presenting, simplify all numbers by rounding them. No one remembers fractions. Use whole numbers, not too many, and preferably small ones. If that's not possible, use a percentage. Speak your audience's language, because the fundamental goal is to be understood. Give them the gift of enough spare mental capacity left over to see the full picture. Following these rules will prevent what is called psychophysical numbing, which is when, as numbers increase, the ability we have to respond to them emotionally decreases. We can emote to the tragic suffering of one person, but when applied to thousands, it becomes abstract. The magic number 7, plus or minus 2, was a paper published by George Miller in 1956, which offered evidence suggesting that our brains can retain and manipulate around 7 different pieces of information at a time without a high risk of error. That appears to be the approximate limit of our ability to process information effectively. The billionaire's staircase explains wealth differences in households. 50% of Americans have a household wealth of less than $100,000. When compared with the billions of Jeff Bezos, 1 in 2 will never take the first step up the staircase, and only 1 in 4 would get to the 4th step. The staircase would have 1,930,000 steps and take 2 months to climb if a person did so for 9 hours a day. What do you have to watch? Not much. This will be helpful to anyone trying to present numbers and make it easier for their audience to understand and act upon them.